بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, brothers and sisters of Islam all across the world. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, an Islamic scholar and researcher of the Islamic House of Qom, is present in today's program to answer questions regarding Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, brother, for today's discussion, we want to ask, if the time of the reappearance of Imam As is clear, why do we dua for hastening his reappearance? Of course, this question has a technical problem. We are not sure what time is exactly the reappearance day of Imam As, but the case is that, why do we dua for the hastening of the reappearance of Imam As?
Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Of course, it is one of the very significant questions regarding the reappearance of the 12th infallible Imam. The point is that why should we pray for the reappearance of the Imam?
Yes.
So first of all, we know that of course the timing of the Dhuhr or the reappearance of the Imam is a fixed time. But it is fixed for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that what will happen.
Yes.
But for us, for the people, for the, let's say, followers of this Imam, it is not certain, it is not for sure. That is why if we pray for Imam al-Zaman, ajallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, the first point is that one of the main causes that fixes the time of the Dhuhr that can be one of the main causes is the dua of the people. When the people, for example, ask something from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or pray for something, well, based on the absolute mercy or rahmatullah al-wasi'a,
yes,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may actually hasten the reappearance of the Imam. We cannot say that it has no any effect mm-hmm. on the reappearance of the Imam because dua is by itself is mustahab.
That's right.
And of course, when you ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the reappearance of the 12th Imam, it means that we are against, for example, oppression. We want to put an end or stop to the oppression, to the tyranny on the innocent people. So we want to be, for example, blessed with the reappearance of
yes.
the Imam, with mercy, with, let's say, peace, with blessings, with a prosperous kind of life.
That's right.
So these kind of things that we ask from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Especially during the afflictions and the, we can say, public disasters and catastrophes that took place. I could remember during COVID-19 that, for example, this pandemic and epidemic disease was all around the world. In the Muslim lands, we could see that the believing Muslims ask very much for the hastening yes. of reappearance of Imam As, because they say that the reappearance of Imam As is filled with peace, justice, and we can say health
yes.
all around the world. So, doing this dua for hastening of reappearance of Imam As, what is the mechanism? How must we do it? Is the mere saying enough, or no, there is a special formula for asking Imam As to reappear sooner?
You know, for the one who pray for each and everything, so of course, the one who pray, of course, he should be, he must be well qualified, you know, otherwise the dua might not be accepted. So yes. There are certain conditions or, let's say, specific kind of criteria for the person who asks something from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first point. The one who asks something from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself should be a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be a good worshipper. He should be a good, like, abd or worshipper or servant of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah, obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second point is that what you ask from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be also something legitimate, something mashru', let's say, something legal in accordance with the Islamic Sharia and not something opposed to that. And of course, then the point is that sometimes there are some technical terms in yes. Islamic theology saying that something is muqaddar in qada'i ilahi. Qada'i ilahi is something that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided about it.
Predestination, you
predestined,
mean?
Predestined, yeah, like, yeah, right. Predestined. Okay. But the point is that this qada' could be changed by the dua of the people. For example, sometimes someone's life is a fixed life. For example, it is decided by qada of Allah or predestined by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, for example, in that specific time, he should die.
Yes.
But always we see that the people ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, for example, lengthen or extend, for example, the time of their lives.
Yes.
So here we cannot say that it is something opposed to the qada'i ilahi, because yes. qada'i ilahi is something that can be changed based on the askings and the du'as and the prayers of the people.
Yes.
This is something that is accepted by all the theologians and Muslim thinkers.
That's right.
That is why if this faraj or the reappearance of the imam is something predestined, of course it is true, but we can say that by the du'a of the people, when the people asked for the reappearance of the imam, it is possible to say that may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance based on the dua and the prayers of the people, and there is no problem in it from the theological perspective.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But this intizar awaiting the reappearance of Imam As has its own qualities, isn't it? A person who is a true awaiter or muntazir of Imam As must have and must cultivate some special qualities in his soul and mind, and then do the dua. Mere repeating of some formulas or words does not help hastening the reappearance of Imam As, isn't it, Shaykh?
Yes, why not? We have some riwayat and beautiful ahadithes from the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam saying that sometimes, for example, there were some people, they went to Imam Sadiq and Imam al-Baqir asking them that why don't you, for example, revolt or let's say raise against these, for example, oppressors or tyrant kind of kings or salatin.
Yes.
Then the Imam said that I have no one, I have no people, no, let's say, soldiers to fight against these tyrant or let's say against these oppressors.
Yes.
Since I have no soldier, I cannot do anything. Uh-huh. It means that if I had soldiers, I would do that, something against these oppressors. Same as the case with the last imam, you know, the last savior. If we pave the ground, if the people, the followers of this imam, pave the ground for the reappearance of this imam, of course, then his reappearance will be hastened by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is a duty for the people and a duty for the imam and a duty yes. for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from the people's perspective, they have to try their best to pave the ground for the reappearance of the imam by being, for example, good obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good soldiers to the imam, good, let's say, followers, supporters to the imam. Be ready to sacrifice for the imam because when imam reappears, of course, he needs soldiers, he needs people to be ready to fight against tyranny, against, let's say, oppression. He needs the people. So that's why if there is no people, no one to help the imam, to support the imam, of course, his reappearance will never happen.
That's all right. There are really beautiful supplications and du'as to be recited for the Faraj or the reappearance of Imam As, but the most famous one is called Du'a al-Faraj, invocation for the advent or reappearance of Imam As, which is also known as Elahi Azum al-Bala. You know, as I said, the most aggravated situations and the calamities on earth, the people all around the world, especially the Muslims, recite this dua together. Nowadays, we could find the Israeli attacks on Gaza people, you know, by this video footage that we see, the massacre that is taking place over there. And we say when the atrocities and the oppressions are in the world, the people are usually after a ray of hope, namely Imam As, to reappear and fill the earth with justice and peace. In one beautiful introduction of this dua, we read, O my Lord, the calamity has aggravated, the absence prolonged, the curtain of modesty has been lifted, hope has been curtailed, the earth has been narrow, and the sky has been denied. The earth has been narrow, and the sky has been denied, and in you we trust in the times of difficulty. This is really a beautiful dua, which is also known, as I said, as Elahi Azum al-Bala. But the case is that, as I said, you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first through these duas, isn't it? I mean, the intizar of faraj or the waiting, the reappearance of Imam As must be asked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not Imam As himself, isn't it?
Yes, of course, yes. Because it is the divinely decision that will be made by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must hasten the reappearance of the imam. That's imam right. Himself also always ask, always pray for his reappearance, as it is narrated by one of the deputies or representatives of the imam, Nawab al-Khas.
Yes.
By one of them that says that the last time that I saw the imam, he was in beside the Holy Kaaba and holding the curtain of the Holy Kaaba and asking and praying for his reappearance. This is narrated by one of the, deputies of the imam.
That's all right. And usually, and we can say most of the times, doing dua for the health of Imam As is another recommended action to be done by Muslims. I mean, all the Muslims around the world can do supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reappearance and also for safeguarding Imam As for future, because this is the hujjah of Allah on earth, and by his presence on earth, so many of the blessings of Allah pour down on the people all around the world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of doing dua or supplication for the reappearance of Imam As. It was very kind of you. Thank you, Sheikh.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
You're welcome, brother. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstudio.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. We again do supplicate to Allah to hasten the reappearance of Imam As, Ajalallah, inshallah. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن حسن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن